how important is it to if you were able to get to 1,000 yards receiving?
One of my goals, you know, can't lie, one of my goals is getting over that, you know. So at the end of the day, you know, there's a lot of variables we dealt with, you know, from a receiving core and an offensive core standpoint. And, you know, I'd like to build off of last week, which I think is most important. Build off last week, you know, off that victory and try to bring this one home. It'll be great, you know, if we get two in a row, you know, going into next year for, you know, for this organization and myself. it'll be awesome, you know, and that's what I'm really looking forward to and hoping we can do, because guys in the room deserve it. And, you know, it's going to be a battle. They got a great defense and stuff like that. So we're looking forward to that. But, you know, that's something I'm excited about.
Can you explain what you think the significance in that would be? I mean, why would that be so important to get two in a row? I mean, after all the hard times and 0-14, what would that do for you guys going into the offseason?
I just think any time you go in a game, you know, and they keep score, you want to have the higher score, you know. So I think anytime you're in a battle or a competitive battle, no matter what it is, you know, for me, chess, checkers, whatever, you know, and I think it's important, you know, that as a competitor, you want to win that, you know. So I think at the end of the day, that's what it's about. And, you know, whether it's 2-14, whatever, you know, whether we're 0-15 still, you know, you still want to get a win, you know. No matter what, every time you have a battle, you want to win the game. So, and also, you know, our fans, you know, they would like to see us win. You know, so this is a conference team, you know, and a battle, you know, that everybody, you know, likes to see, and it goes back. So it's important. I still think it's important, no matter what.
How did you come out of last week's game playing with the Fender?
It's a little better. You know, I shaved down. We had what the one I showed you guys, it was up high, so we shaved it down even more so I can feel my fingers more, you know. So hopefully that makes even better difference, you know. So, but, you know, it felt good. You know, it's obviously it hurts and it's painful, but, you know, it's football and stuff you got to deal with.
Like RG's going to start this game. Do you feel like as each of these past 3 weeks have gone along, has that been going better? And do you hope that you know you guys will be able to connect some in this game?
You know, I think we had about six quarterbacks or so this year. And at the end of the day, you know, I believe in whoever's back there. You know, because Coach Hughes putting them back there, so. At the end of the day, you know, whoever he puts back there, I have, you know, highly, you know, I believe in him, you know. So, you know, it is what it is. I'm just going to go out and I got to handle my job and get open and stuff like that. And then, you know, and if it comes my way, make the play. You know? And I'm looking forward to it. It should be fun.
How important would it be for you to reach that 1,000?
I mean, anytime you set goals, you know, everybody has goals coming in the season and stuff like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think a victory overrules it. And like I said, I know I could get 1,000 yards. You know, I believe I'm the type of player, you know, and I know that. And But, you know, this is really about the team, and it could happen. It's not far away at all. It's easy, you know, so it's just taking one play at a time and just go making plays, you know, and try to be there for Rob or Cody, whoever started.
Have you thought about the fact that this could be your last game here?
Yeah, you always got to think about that, you know, going into, you know, especially in my situation, you know, being a free agent next, just coming up after this game and stuff like that. Obviously, you know, it's something that you think about, you know, because I really feel, I was talking to somebody, I said, man, like, it'd be great to see, you know, what our fans would be like, you know, if we're like, 7-2, 8-1, 9, and whatever, you know, because I thought that place was electric, and you could just tell how, and even when, you know, we were 0-14 coming into the game, and our fans, we had still had a lot of fans there, and they were, and at the end of the game, it felt like it was 60, 70,000 in there, you know, cheering loud like that, and it was electric, you know, so you can see how bad they want us to win, you know, so it's something you got to think about, and something I think about, but, you know, I can't control that at the end of the day, and it's not my call. It's the guys upstairs, but, you know, I definitely I'm grateful for the opportunity they gave me, and I'm grateful to be on this team, you know, no matter what the record is.
I know you said that your focus has solely been on what you're doing day-to-day on the field, and left the business side to the business people as well as your agents. Have you been given, though, any indication or any update from your agents about where things are?
All I know is that they want to wait till after the season to do anything. And sometimes, if it makes sense, they said that they do contract extensions and stuff like that. But my agent said they just wanted to wait. So I'm following their lead. And obviously, you know, I pay them a lot of money. So whatever they say, I'm going to do, because I don't have that experience in that background, so I have no clue what I'm doing, and I just really want to go out and play the best I can, and enjoy victories. You know, that was my whole thing in this coming in this year. You know, is just trying to help the team to win. You know, and I think there's something special to me. You know, is just to have, you know, do something that can help. You know, and that's all I tried to do all year, and something that I strive for.
Just to clarify that, though, is they, the Browns, or they, your agents?
Oh, my agents. Okay. Yeah. I don't pay the Browns.
And when they say they want to wait until after the season, do you think that means they want to see what the market will bear?
I have no clue. I don't even know the talks. You know, I don't know. I just know, it's they told me they're waiting, so that's all I had to hear.
You addressed this yesterday, but, you know, the fans, you're talking about the fans. The fans get excited about the possibility of having the number one pick.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, you guys win, there's a good chance you won't have the number one pick.
Mm-hmm.
Does that enter into the minds of anyone on the coaching staff or players?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I would hope, whether it's, you know, you're playing for the first pick or second pick, I would hope that you don't sacrifice a win over a pick. I mean, Jesus, I mean, this thing's about winning. It's not about going in the business. But sometimes it turns into a business, and sometimes they may tank it to get the first. I don't know. I'm not talking specifically the Browns, but I don't know. I would hope that isn't a thing, because I'm playing this game for the wrong reasons. Definitely. You know, I don't care what the record is. I play this game to win. And that'd be sickening and sad if we were playing for that. For me, put my body out there to lose. So I hope that's not the case, and I don't think it's the case, and I don't believe it to be so. But that'd be heart hurting if that was the case.
The win is way more valuable.
To me, absolutely, because you got guys like Tremont, and as I look around, Cody, and guys that are going out there and putting their body in harm's way, possibly, and we're gonna go out there and to lose and. On purpose, and I call the right plays. They put us in the right position. I don't agree with that, and I hope that ain't the case.
I know you talk about wait till after the season. At that point, for you've established yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Why not see what the market would bear? Why not see what free agency brings?
You know what? I really don't understand it, to tell you the truth. I mean, it's my first time. You know, I've been cut so many times. You know, so. I wasn't good enough, so now it's my agent's turn to do their job, and put me in the best position for myself. You know, that's what it comes down to at the end of the day. So I believe in them and trust them.
You have said before that as long as Hugh's here, this is where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
This was a tough season for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still feel that way?
Yeah, I have the utmost respect for Hugh. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it got to make sense for both sides. I mean, just got to make sense for both sides. From, that's the only thing I know, about contracts and stuff like that. It got to make sense. But I love to play for Hugh. I play my hardest, and I'm getting more experience as I go, and there's things I could do better, obviously, and we all can. But that's just this thing of striving for, as LeBron, his mantra is striving for greatness. You know, that's something that I do want to do personally, and I always push myself to get there, I can't. The only thing I can control right now is, like I said, I put that out there. I'd love to play for him, I enjoy playing for him this year, and I would love to play for him longer, but. At the end of the day, it's got to come down to what my agent thinks is right for me. So,
do you think you've proven something this year to both yourself as well as critics or the league or anything like that with how well you have played?
I don't know. You know, I just go, like I said, like you said, I go on a day-to-day basis, really, because I don't like getting caught up in seeing how I do. You know, that's for, like, the guys upstairs to say, okay, this guy's legit, you know, or whatever. They put guys in categories. I don't want to put myself in that. I just love competing against the best. You know, I get the best corner every week, and I love competing against the guys, you know. And, you know, it's just these past three games for me haven't been well. There's multiple reasons for that. But I really can't answer the question. You know, I just keep on doing my thing and trying to selfishly to myself, you know, just continue to work on my game to get to where I think I should be. And, you know, that's all I want to do is just continue to get better, just like all of us. And that's all.
Really. Just so I got it right, last one. I apologize. Your agent told you the Browns want to wait.
No, my agents want to wait.
Your agents want to wait.
Yeah, my agents. Yeah, yes, sir.